go. Rolling again. Okay, we'll try and get home on the AF system here. Oh, look at that big fresh one in the side of the rim. It's got stereo pans, so we're at it. Gotta make, Oh, you're going down slow too much.
I'm not. I'm going slow.
I cut back over here.
Go.
Easy does it. Looks like it takes us right back the way we came, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the closest way. We're going to have to go to the right to go around Elbow.
Oh, yeah, I was suggesting we could go to the left, but I guess we don't want to do that.
I don't think we're going to try it, Dave.
That's a neat place down into the rail, though, isn't it?
Roger, Dave, and Jim, we'd rather you do not take that option.
Okay, and if anybody ever comes back, Joe, and wants to go down into the rail, have them come talk to us, because there's a good place to do it here.
Roger, we'll suggest that.
Okay, we're moving at about 5 clicks. And the slope, I guess about 6 or 7 degrees, and we're going cross slope. I'm going to go down this way.
Yeah, we better go down to the slope. It's not quite steep.
I didn't realize we'd gone up so high.
Oh, looking back, man, we really climbed it.
Okay, we're moving down slope now.
Come back up here.
Yeah, we know our tracks are to the right of us.
Yeah, we're in good shape.
Heading right toward Mount Hadley.
Roger, Dave. Any idea of whether you can see the limb or not?
Well, Joe, I took a look when we were back up there, and I couldn't see it.
Roger. Sounds reasonable. And if you, you cross over rover tracks, Dave, we'd like a depth estimation of them, please.
Okay. I hope we do, Joe. Hang on. Whoa, hang on.
Oh, mercy, yes.
Gotta go easy down here, huh?
I'd say so.
It's uphill from here on in.
That's what you think, Joe. There's a hill we have to climb here. You can't go fast downhill in this thing, because if you try and turn with the front wheels locked up like that, they dig in, and the rear end breaks away. And around you go, and we just did a 180.
Dave, tell Jim it must be that powdered material on the slope there.
Yeah, we just did a Christie. Okay, we're down fairly level now. We're going to start up slope, but we're on just about on the south rim of Elbow.
Roger.
What a ride.
Jim, that's probably the first Christie you've ever managed.
Just sitting still, huh? Okay, there we're going. Yeah, now we're up to 9 clicks. You have to swing to the right here, Dave. Whenever you can,
yeah. Let me get up on the ridge line here.
Yeah.
And also stay away from Upsun.
Yeah.
There, now we're cooking.
Upsun isn't too bad, though. You know, there's a lot more definition than straight downsun.
I don't think we'll have any trouble driving Upsun, because the craters seem to show up pretty well.
You notice here on Elbow, it seems like there's a very subtle bench on the southern side?
Yeah, I kind of got the idea there were several subtle benches of downslope,
particularly on the eastern wall.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a big boulder. We just crossed over a buried, rounded boulder. Must have been a meter and a half across with, of course, it's all gray.
Getting pretty rough up ahead, Dave.
Yeah, man.
No kidding.
Bunch of debris. There are some rover tracks. How about that?
Yeah, here they are. Somebody else been here. They have been here. Now, they really don't sink in very far. No, they don't.
I'd say less than a half an inch, if that.
But they're here.
They're here.
Roger.
You can find a smoother way home.
I'm going to do the nav system here once we get squared away and get out of the hole. Incidentally, Joe, I don't think we saw any indication of flows or a slide or anything coming off of Hadley Delta there. I didn't see anything that looked like a change in granularity or any subtle scarps of any sort. Did you notice any, Jim?
No.
Roger, Dave, that's exactly the picture we built from your verbal description there, and that's the reason, one of the reasons that we're going to emit Station 3. We think that there probably is not at least a sharp debris flow down the side.
Yeah, okay, I think that's a good decision. I don't think we're going to find much more over there than we've already found.
You know, looking out to the east now, Dave, I see some very subtle ridges. I think they're ridges rather than craters.
And it's probably, it's out towards the secondary crater cluster.
South cluster, Jim, sounds reasonable.
Okay, bearing 1-1 for 3.3 kilometers. We'll see how...
Right on.
Hey, there's some footprints, Jim.
Huh.
How about that?
Hey, see that white albedo I kicked up over there?
Yeah. Gosh, I wish we had more time to sample.
I think I see something reflecting over there. I think that's the lamp.
Sure
it
is.
See a reflection?
Reflection of it at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, we see it, Joe. Sure do. And we're heading right straight forward on a bearing of 1-1 degrees. Except for the wanders through the craters. Boy, I'll tell you, Joe, this is a super way to travel. Nice and cool. Uphill without any strain. This is great.
Yes, sir.
And it's easy to drive. No problem at all. Just have to be careful because of the locked front wheels. But other than that, very responsive. I can put the throttle right up to the stop or at some intermediate position and take my hand off and rest my hand. If I want to go left or right, I just put a little pressure until I get the angle I want and then let it off and we recenter on the steering. It's really neat, even with the locked front wheels.
Sounds mighty smooth, Dave, and we're still working on your front wheel problem. We may have them back before you know it.
Okay, I'd like to try it that way, too.
The east, Dave, I see a very large crater, and it could very well be, could it be dune?
It's probably too close to be dune.
Yeah,
maybe it's 54.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it's 54.
You see it?
Yeah,
good for you. 54 is on the moon.
All right.
Hey, look at this rock right on the surface. Hey, you know, see that one on the surface there?
No.
I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if it did come from that crater. Too bad we can't stop. There's a rock that was sort of rounded, but had a rough surface texture to it, about a half a meter in size, and it was about 10 meters downstream from a nice fresh crater. It had a lot of angular debris at the bottom of the walls. There are a lot of little craters around here, little being less than a meter, which are very rough, have a lot of debris right up to the rim and over the top side of the rim. No ejecta blanket to speak of, but the whole inside of the wall, take a half a meter crater and it's filled with angular, gray, fragmental debris on the order of inch size or less, very uniformly distributed, fairly well sorted. Like maybe the debris is from one of our Aristillus or Autolycus friends. And there's a lot of it, so I think we'll have a chance to get it later on. They're rather shallow craters, too. I'd say that they're only about, 1 to 6.
Mango and Jim. Yeah, look, there's a large flat rock over at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's several large rocks there.
Yeah, they're
5 feet in diameter.
Right.
Concentration in this one area, and then there's a large one down in the pit of that subdued crater. How are we doing on time there, Houston?
Stand by.
Ooh, look at that one. It almost looked like Pahoehoe, didn't it? Did you
yeah.
see that one? Oh, my. How we doing on time, Joe?
Dave, you'll be about 20 minutes down from the original plan when you get back to the limb. We're not in bad shape at all. Looking real fine.
Okay.
And we may be in better shape when you arrive there.
Okay, we'll see how we do. Oh, hang on, buddy. Yeah, every once in a while, when one of the steering wheels comes off the ground, due to bumping in a crater, and we get a side force where the rear end will break out because we've lost our directional control. Dave, could you comment on the horizontal bedding in Hadley? I'm looking out at the foot of Hadley, that spur that comes up northwest.
The lineations across there?
Yeah, the horizontal.
Yeah, the two or three of them right at the base.
I
didn't see those yesterday. It was all in the shadow.
Yeah. There's definitely a horizontal pattern in the spur of Hadley.
Oh, hang on.
Just at the face.
Roger.
It's really getting bumpy.
And then as you go above that, and again, that's maybe 10-15% of that particular exposure of the spur, then there's a definitely linear pattern that looks like it dips 30 degrees to the west. How come we stopped?
I gotta put my seatbelt on.
Dave, standing by for Mark when you start. Help us on our speed calculation.
Yeah, sorry about that, Joe, but I'm pretty unstable. And at that seatbelt, there's a lot of feedback into the controller.
Yes, sir. Buckle up there.
Anytime we stop, Joe, I'll let you know.
I was going to tell you, but your descriptions were so neat.
Nice to be able to see the lamb.
Yeah, their bearing is right on.
There's home.
Okay, Jim, and keep talking. The description's beautiful.
Street. We can see several craters on Hadley. Hard to estimate what the size of them is, but the ones that I can resolve seem to be... It would be a fairly uniform size that I can resolve from this distance.
Roger, understand.
So this is a rough area ahead.
I'd like to see Risley on the way in.
Yeah.
Dave, are you moving again?
Yeah, we're moving.
Okay.
Mark, when we started, Joe, that stop was maybe 15 seconds.
Roger. Okay, thank you.
And we're moving about 10 clicks. Now this large one ahead,
yeah,
could be, we're not close enough yet to be rising.
Get this boulder here, Jim. Oh, it's not good.
Okay, we're coming across either an elongate crater or two that are kind of joined up running east-west. Kind of a doublet. We're going across the bridge between them.
And it must be maybe 30 meters across on each one of them with no debris, and they're smooth on the bottom.
Roger, Dave, and Jim, and we've got them on the map.
Hey, great.
Oh, there's some vesicular basalt right there, boy. Oh, man. Let's just hold on 1 second. We got to hit. Okay, we're stopping. Get my seatbelt.
Roger, mark that you stop.
He's coming on. Man, why don't you hand me your seatbelt?